Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Peter Stone has discovered that someone has been rummaging through his trunk and taken some of his important papers. He rightfully suspects Kitty St. John, and he is determined to get the truth from her. Picking up a heavy bullwhip, he threatens Kitty St. John when she refuses to divulge the hiding place of the papers. He seizes Kitty and raises the long bullwhip, but at that moment, Jungle Jim, who has been outside listening, appears in the doorway and orders Stone to release Kitty. Like a flash of lightning, Stone whirls around and with deadly accuracy aims the long lash of the whip in Jim's direction. It curls around Jim's arms and shoulders just as he is about to draw his revolver. Jim leaps forward and closes in a desperate struggle with his adversary. In the meanwhile, Kolo, following Jim's instructions, sets fire to Stone's ammunition hut, then hurries off to the wharf at the edge of the river and burns the boats moored there. He disappears just as Stone's chief lieutenant comes rushing to the wharf to investigate the fire.
Boats! Somebody set fire to the boats. Now, who in the... Hey, you guys, get over here and hurry! If I find out who did this, I'll cut their black hearts out. Every one of those boats burned to the water's edge. Hey, you gang of thieving pirates, hurry over here before I come and get you.
Come! Spock! What happened to the boat?
That's what I want to know. Which of you devils did this job? Now speak up quick or I'll shoot the whole lot of you.
We know Burnbo White Man. You know we know Burnbo White Man. He's been any boat. We own boat. Why we burn our boat? No, White Man, we know Burnbo. You see us all time, how we burn boats.
Yeah, that's right. These are your boats. You wouldn't burn your own boats. And besides, you've been with me.
Yes.
Well, if you didn't set fire to them, who did? I got it. There's strangers here. Somebody's found our hideout. Maybe that guy the boss is after, Jungle Jim.
This be bad. We come get bullets for guns.
Yeah.
Bring boats to carry boxes. Now boats burn. Now how we carry bullets now?
I don't know. Quiet. You gotta find out the guys who did this. Now listen, you guys. Spread yourselves out and beat every inch of this jungle till we find those guys. The boss will kill us if we let him get away.
Who in there?
Huh? What?
Give him over. He know.
You hear, white man? Hear what anybody say?
What's up now? What's all you about? Let's have it.
He say everybody run. Stay away from Big Hut back in jungle. Say Big Fast Start. Soon bullets blow up.
What? The Big Hut? That's where the ammunition is stored.
Sure. Boom, boom. Boy, say that. Very soon all blow up. Bang. Boom, boom. We run far away.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Don't none of you move or I'll blast a hole in you. If you're going anywhere, you're going up to that hut and try to put that fire out. Understand? We got to save that ammunition. Now, then tell those boys they're going with me, and I'll blow the head off the first guy that runs away.
Boys say, no good. No good, go fire. Boys say, better we stay. Stay, not be blown up. Boom, boom, to pieces. Boy, not go. No,
I say, boys, go. Tell them either they go or I start shooting.
No.
There's no danger up there yet. We can save a lot of that ammunition before it gets too hot, you understand? Tell him to get going without any more argument or I'll shoot. Come on, get going, or I'll let you have it. All right, now, I shot over your head that time, but from now on, I shoot straight at your head. Now, get going, Bruno. Too late. We can't even get close to that fire. Whoever laid that one has been stealing my stuff.
Boy, what a blaze. Look at those flames. Look at it burn.
Hey, boys, run away. You run too, white man. Everything blow up. Play soon now. If I go fast, be plenty hot. Make Fox's bullets go off.
Okay. Ain't nothing we can do to stop that blaze. That's got too good a start. Okay, boy, let's get going. It's too hot here. Start running. She's starting to go. Move on. Move fast, all of you. Those boxes are going off like firecrackers on the 4th of July. Wait till the boss gets
this. Boy, will he burn up. The boss! Say, what a dope I am. Those guys that started these fires must have headed for the chief's hideout, and he's all alone up there with that gal. I gotta get going.
Get
Inside Stone's hut, Jim, stung by the lash of the big bullwhip that Stone was about to use on Kitty, leaps upon his adversary and wrenches the whip from Stone's grasp and throws it away.
Okay, Peter. Now that we've got rid of that little plaything, we can start out on even terms.
All right, if you want trouble, you've come to the right place for it.
All right. Put that like that. Look out, Kitty. Get out of the way. Stand back, Kitty. Have a whip. You're okay.
All right. Take that, you.
Hey, you better look out.
Oh, Jim, quick. Look out. Look in there in the doorway. The guard is going to shoot. Oh. Jim. Oh, Jim, you're safe. Oh, thank heaven you're safe. I was afraid Punchy shot you.
No, Kitty. Thanks to your timely warning, I grabbed Stone and swung him around with every ounce of strength I had.
Oh, Jim.
I felt him stiffen as the bullet struck. So I let go of him quickly and grabbed my gun. That big hulk made a perfect target, framed that doorway. I knew that I mustn't miss.
No.
It was his life or mine.
Yes, Jim.
Wait a minute, Kitty. Wait until I look these two birds over. I want to make sure they're dead. Hello, Kitty. There's no doubt about Peter Stone. He won't give anyone any more trouble. Punchy saved the government a job. Well, now to be sure of Punchy.
Is he dead, Jim?
Wait a minute. Two of my bullets hit him right in the heart.
Oh, Jim.
Now then, Kitty. Are you feeling fit for travel?
Oh, yes.
We can't afford to lose any time.
No.
That shooting may bring a gang of Stone's natives up here, so we've got to get going.
All right.
Come along, Kitty.
While Jim has succeeded in winning his fight for life in the cabin deep in the jungle, Lil, Tony, and Jackson are trying desperately to escape from Big Tom and the two warlike natives. Lil, Tony, and Jackson were almost successful in stealing the only longboat, but were sighted by one of the natives just as they managed to get the longboat into open water. Big Tom quickly brought a machine gun into play, and with the two natives began spraying the water with a fusillade of bullets. But their aim was wild, and failing to halt the escape of Lil, Tony, and Jackson, Big Tom and the natives then dove off the wharf and started swimming toward the three who were still in the water, trying to push and tow the boat to safety.
There you are, Mr. Lowry.
Yeah. Lil, are you all right?
Yes, Tony. Those bullets were close, but not close enough. Is Jackson safe? Jackson, are you okay?
Yes, Mr. Brill. I'm all right. Better get into the boat and start rowing.
Yes.
Big Tom and those natives are swimming out here, and they're almost on top of us.
Okay, Jackson. Lil, you get in the boat first. We'll try to hold it steady.
Right.
Quickly now. In you go.
Okay, Tony. I'm in. But there's quite a lot of water in this boat.
Jackson, are you still on the stern?
Yes, Mr. Lowry.
Okay, climb in. Get up in the center and grab the oars. I'll pile in as soon as you're set.
All right, Mr. Lowry. Here I go.
Good. All right, we're all in now. Start rowing, Jackson. I'll keep off Big Tom and those natives.
Right, sir.
Good heavens, Tony. This boat must be full of holes. The water's pouring in.
Yes, Mr. Lowry. She won't respond to the oars. We're settling fast with our weight and the amount of water we're shipping.
Okay, here's a canvas bucket up here in the bow. I'll start bailing out. Oh, Lil, look around and see if you can find something else to bail with.
Look out there on the port side. Quick, Jackson, look, that
native.
Don't go in
this oar. Oh, you got him.
Good. You got him good. All right. Start rowing again, Jackson. I'll bail.
All right.
Here's a big empty paint can. This'll do the trick.
Get back in the stern, Mr. Rill. You too, Mr. Lowry. Let's try to raise as much of the bow out of the water as possible.
Right.
That should help some.
Okay, Jackson.
There we are.
All right. We've got to bail like the very devil.
All right.
That machine gun did a lot of damage to the port side of this boat.
Yes. Bail away. She's moving quite a bit better now.
Good.
We'll never be able to travel far in this condition.
What happened to Big Tom, that native? Did we lose them?
I don't know. I can't stop bailing long enough to look around. We've got to try and put some distance between us and the shore.
Yeah. Won't be long until daylight now, either.
We'll head out of the bay if this tub holds out. And we'll try to skirt the eastern shore if some of those natives don't spot us when it gets light.
Look out, Jackson, behind us. Big Tom, he's hauling himself over the bow.
All right, keep on bailing, Lil. We'll attend to him.
Yes, you keep bailing too, Mr. Lowry. I'll handle him.
Right. I'll be Tom in boat.
Oh.
Who wants to fight him, huh?
He's
think you get away, huh? Big Tom, fix that.
Don't you move a foot closer, I'll bash your head in with this oar. I'll give you a chance. Overboard quickly, jump, or I'll let you have it.
You're not scared, Big Tom.
Hey, Chief, I get them. Come quick.
Now, pretty boy, come on. Try swing that oar.
Okay, if you want it that way. Yeah.
Now what do you do, huh? Go. I grab the end of oar.
Yeah.
Now you try get away, huh? Go ahead, pull. You can't do nothing, huh? Be pretty good. Now Big Tom really fix you.
Hey, Lil.
Take that, you.
Take this canvas bucket. Bill, for all your work. I'll grab the other oar and brain that big gorilla.
Take that, you.
Now you lose oar. I throw overboard. Now then, Big Tom fight you with bare hands.
Quick, Jackson, duck down in the boat.
Oh, you got him, Tony. He's overboard.
But I didn't knock him out. He's coming up again. See, he's grabbing that oar he threw overboard.
Quick, Lil. Give me that pail. This boat's settling.
Yeah.
We'll never be able to save it if we don't get this water out.
Dear, can't we get that other oar back?
Go ahead,
Big Tom must be badly hurt. He's hardly able to hang on to that oar.
We've got to get it. Here, I'll use this one oar and see if I can swing the boat nearer to Big Tom. And when we get close, Jackson, grab it.
Very good, Miss Lowry.
Hey, Doc. Everybody down in the boat. Those ladies have come back and are lined up on the shore. They're shooting at us.
Badly, Mr. Riddle.
Where?
Tony, they've got Jackson. This boat is settling again. I can't keep it above the waterline.
Well, then we'll have to abandon it and swim for our lives.
Once again, Lil and Tony find themselves in a desperate situation. The boat is sinking slowly. The natives lining the shore are concentrating their fire on the helpless trio in the boat. While far off in the jungle, Jim and Kitty are about to make a final dash for freedom. Will they succeed? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.